today, first service, Pastor Chen talked about Christians who have the color of faith of legalism and unhealthyism and humanism. But today is about Christians who have a different type of color, and that's the secularized color of faith. And we can see the secularized Christians through the family of Lot. What is secularization? It means you are too affiliated with the world. You absorb too much of the world. And you are becoming, you are assimilating with the world. You're becoming similar to the culture of the world. And so in secularization, although you're a Christian, your thought, your level, your lifestyle, your goal, your meaning of your life, everything is not toward God, but it is assimilated with the world. And you are in the standard of the world, then we call that secularization. And if you see Lot, he was completely assimilated with the culture of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was living in the system of the culture of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he was completely secularized. And we cannot become secularized or too Japanese in our walk of faith. We must be more gospel, more heaven, or more Word of God in our faith. And that's the goal. But a lot of Christians come to church but lose the cultures of the world and is devoured by the standard of the world. And we call that secularization. But why is that? It's because you're deceived by the visible things. The culture stimulates the five senses, your sight, your smell, touch, you know, taste, all that. And culture really stimulates that, the five senses. And so humans can't really become humans if there's no culture. But the problem is what culture are Christians in part of? Some people are Christians and don't think about God's plan, God's word, and think about how can I receive, how can I be stimulated, how can I, you know, be stimulated. So they 24 hours they think about that. And some people want stimulation to their taste, and so they eat sweets or eat this, eat that, and they want some sort of, you know, stimulation. Or some people want to be stimulated by what they see, 24 hours. And some people might be their emotions, their feelings. And they want stimulation because of pleasure. They want to feel some sort of pleasure. And of course, we are human, so we need to be stimulated at some time. Go bowling or play ping pong or do sports. And we need this. But the issue is, you live to be stimulated. 24 hours, you think about this. You think about how can I be stimulated by these things. And 24 hours, you think about pleasure. How can I have fun? That's a thought of non-believers. Non-believers don't know where they're going to go. And they don't know God. And so they think, how can I be happy? That's what they all always think about. But the issue is that even Christians have the same mindset as these non-believers. So they seek stimulation, they seek pleasure. And they seek physical satisfaction. Especially success. Success, money, fame. They want their life to be satisfied. And of course, yes, we humans must be satisfied. But the problem is, they are living for the sake of their physical satisfaction. And 24 hours, they want stimulation. 24 hours, they seek pleasure. And 24 hours, they seek satisfaction of their life. And this is step one into to assimilating yourself into the world. Why must we not be secularized? Right? It's not bad to have fun. It's not bad to, you know, be part of the culture. But the issue with that is that there is a prince of this world. So why must we not be secularized? There is the king of this world, the ruler of this world, and that's Satan. John chapter 12, verse 31. Jesus said that he is the prince of the world. Satan is the prince of this world. And so to secularize yourself means that you're entering inside the traps of Satan. And why would a child of God do that? So saving the culture is what we Christians must do. Saving this world is what we must do. But why do we go enter into the rulership of Satan? Satan is the ruler of the culture of the world. So why must we become servants of him? And the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The God of this age. And he is the one tempting us, tempting our thoughts, our ideologies, and is moving us toward other places. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Paul said, he's the ruler of the air. A spirit that rules over the air. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The powers of this dark world. Those who have politics, those who have authority in this world, they're being controlled by the powers of this dark world. And everyone in this world is controlled by the one who has powers over the dark world. And Satan is the one creating culture, and through culture, it's deceiving Christians. And Christians are losing the reason why they must live their lives, the true reason. And it is completely making the spiritual sensitivity dull. And in First John chapter 5 verse 19. First John chapter 5 verse 19. We say control of the evil one. Everything in this world is controlled. Not half of the world. Everything in this world, this entire world is controlled by the evil one. And Satan is in control of this world. It wants Christians to become secularized. Because if they're secularized, then their spirituality lowers and will focus on what they can visibly see and will live for the stimulation, for the pleasure. and for physical and self-satisfaction. And Satan is making this kind of system in a very tactical way. If you look at church history, there was one Christian group that understood this and made a group to completely get out of that secularization. That's the Catholics. And that's why they don't get married. And just try to live a holy life in the church and try to stop. And there's another church who wants to hold hand with the world, and that's WCC, saying that all religion is the same. And that's very two groups on the opposite side. The, what must we do with the world? What must we do? Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Let's read this together. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Let's read together. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. We live in this world, but we do not belong to this world. We are chosen people. The chosen people, chosen nation from God. Out of darkness. He is the one who chose us out of darkness. And it says, you are a royal priesthood. Christ, who is a king. You are the priest of the royal, of Christ. And you are a holy nation, not a nation of darkness. You are not a nation of death or suffering. You are the holy nation. You are set apart from God. And God's special position. You belong to God. We are completely different from non-believers. But Christians forget this. Why? Because of the visible things. And so Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the world. And in verse 14, you are the light of the world. And wherever you go, light will shine, and all the forces of darkness will flee, and the work of salvation will take place. And you have been given this amazing authority, and you are children of God. But these are the Christians that are being secularized in the world. John 15, verse 19. God has chose us out of the world. So go and proclaim the gospel. But if you look at Lot, he is in the family line of Adam, from Abraham. And he should have walked the covenant journey with Abraham. But Lot chose a different direction. Direction of what? Direction of success. For success. For my happiness. Not for God's great covenant or plan, but for my life, for my success. He took his family out and went to the most evil city at that time, Sodom and Gomorrah. And he himself went there. Why? For the sake of success. that means his reason and goal of his life is centered on success. And like Abraham, it's not to hear God's voice and hold on to this covenant and pray to him and just worship him. No, Lot's reason and goal of his life was for success for himself and his family. And so Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. This whole plain was well watered. It means it's good for business. It's a good environment. It seems like it's gonna turn out well to be a good life. So he chose Sodom and Gomorrah, taking his entire family. And he is very smart. And so he was successful. Genesis chapter 14, verse 12. When there was Sodom and Gomorrah was having a war, they lost. And it says Lot's possession was taken. And Lot was kidnapped. And that's how much he was successful. That's how much he was influential in the city, because he was kidnapped. But in today's scripture that we read today, Genesis 19, verse 1. He was sitting at the gate. And during that time, where the elites would do everything at the gate of the city, lawyers, politicians, business people, they would do all the work at the gate of the city, which means that Lot became an elite of the city. He was a successful individual in the city. So he you know, achieved what he wanted. But the problem is after that. There's problems that come to you after you're successful. As a result, the result of living a success-centered life . Two servants of the Lord of God came and relayed the message to Sodom and Gomorrah. Came to relay the message about Sodom and Gomorrah to Lot, saying that this city is going to be destroyed because there's no righteous men. Lot heard this, but before that, the moment he brought in the two angels of the Lord into his house, from young to old, men of Sodom and Gomorrah came and said that they came to have sex with these men. And that's how Sodom and Gomorrah was evil. Men and men having sex. But what does Lot say when he hears this? He says, instead, no, please take my daughters. What kind of father would give two of your daughters so that anyone can have sex with them? Here you know that Lot is already secularized in the culture of Sodom and Gomorrah. His spiritual insensitivity. He doesn't know what's correct. He has no discernment of what's correct and what's not correct. So he's returning the favor of the sinners with sin. If you don't listen to God's word, don't go to church. If Christians live that life, live in the world. Even when you listen to God's word, you have no spiritual discernment. And that's normal. Why? We humans are spiritual beings. So if we separate from spiritual message, then we become physical. But what's more scary? So you drown in the culture of the world, and you react the same as the people of the world. Genesis 19, verse 16. It says, Lot hesitated. He hesitated. this moment, Sodom and Gomorrah is going to be destroyed. But he hesitated. Why? Because he wants to stay there. The life at Sodom and Gomorrah was great. Even though it's going to be destroyed, he hesitated to leave. That's how much he was completely secularized, assimilated with the cultures of the world. It's gonna be destroyed. He's gonna die if he remains, but he still wanted to leave, stay there, and that he hesitated. And that's how much he was assimilated with the world. And that's how much it is like death if you do not listen to God's word. And Pastor Du says, then if you're going to corrupt, at least go to church and corrupt. Be in a place where you can listen to God's word and corrupt, if you're going to corrupt. Because Lot was successful, but he did not know that he was facing destruction. And even though God told him that that's a path to destruction, he still hesitated. And this is the status and the state of the Christians today. Freemasons, New Age, through these things, Satan is in control of the culture, but Christians are unaware of that. And that's the secularized Christians of today. Number three. What's more terrible? He got out of his family. He got out of his city. And God told him to go to the mountains where Abraham is. But he says, no, can I just go to a city nearby? Right? God's saying, who are you to say that? It's not that kind of situation for you to go to a different place. But that's how much he was, you know, physical. Right? His life is now being saved, yet he doesn't understand that. So he has not yet gone to the lowest point. It's time to restart, but Lot is not restarting. And he's not going bottom, he's just staying where he is. And he's trying to go back to a city like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's how terrible he was. The reason why Christians are failing is because God wants them to restart when the new problem comes. But, like Lot, right? For Lot, it's a great chance. But he does not understand that chance. And he chooses a city like Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because he wants to be successful. Right? He wants to believe in God after he gets back his position and gets a little successful and lives. That was his spiritual state. It would be nice if he ends it there. And it's okay if it's only Lot's spiritual problem. But this is now the Lot's family problem. One person's success-centered ideology spreads to the entire family. The secularized ideology, the lifestyle that is assimilated with the culture, plows into the family members. And you know it just by looking at their lifestyle, not even if you don't tell them. So in Genesis chapter 19, verse 14, Lot's in-laws did not believe you, thinking that he was joking. The message of salvation, the message of judgment, was taken as a joke. That means Lot's family is the family of the covenant, but does not know anything about the covenant. And doesn't know anything about the spiritual things. And so what happens in the end? Lot's in-laws stayed at Sodom and Gomorrah and they died. They should have just followed. If it's God's word, they should have followed God's word, but they didn't. They thought it was a joke. And they stayed, and in the end, they died. And they perished. The result of secularization is death. Leaving the Word of God is death. Second, verse 26. Lot's wife looked back. The servant of the Lord, angel of the Lord, said, "When you leave, do not look back." What does that mean? You get out of your past. Get out of the past state of knowledge. You don't have to look back upon that. But the wife looked back. Why? Because she was in love with the past. That success center, that physical life, was amazing for her in the past. And she wanted that. That's how much she was secularized. And she was assimilated with the culture of the world. So in the end, the wife also died. And then verses 30 to 36. It's after the scripture that we read today. Lot and his two daughters survived. They were in the cave. But the two daughters had no husbands. And there's no one they can leave behind. And so what they do is they make the father drink lots of wine, and they have sex with the fathers to leave behind children. And so that's exactly the same as Sodom and Gomorrah, the same culture. And so Lot's children are now secularized with the culture of the world. So if you look in the Bible, this isn't just about Lot. It's about what happens if you separate from the family line of the covenant. Abraham did have unbelief. Yes, he fell down. But he still was in the mountains. He was in the place of God, a place worshiping God. And he had unbelief there. But Lot, he got out of the place of God. He himself fled from the place of God. Even though God gave him the message of salvation, he still didn't understand. And he was in a very severe spiritual state, and that's what we call secularization. And there are many Christians like this. What kind of Christians? Christians who don't know the message of the gospel, who don't understand the difference between the Bible and the world, who are completely in the midst of the message of New Age. And Christians who utilize Christianity for their own sake of success, especially in America. That's why the churches are closing its doors. And especially in America, we see the Freemason and UH movement. And Satan's culture is spreading through the organizations that the churches can't stop. So, conclusion. Every single day, three things to enjoy every day. You must stake your life here. Life staking devotion. The first thing we have to do is imprint. We have to imprint the gospel. Every single day, you have to imprint the Word of God, the Gospel. And if you don't, because you're in the culture of the world, the culture will easily devour you. So every day, you have to imprint the Gospel. Especially the status and authority, who I am. And why did God send me to a city like Sodom? And why am I here in Tokyo? Is there any righteous people in Tokyo? Asking these questions is the imprint of the gospel. Number two is root. You have to root prayer. What is it that you have to root yourself? And this is spiritual warfare. If Lot had the heavenly mandate, calling, and mission, and went to Sodom and Gomorrah, if he was successful with that, it's amazing. But even but without the covenant, he was successful. In the end, the time schedule of destruction had to come to him, because he did not fight the spiritual battle. And he lived a life that was the opposite of prayer. Why isn't God destroying Tokyo right now? Because in Tokyo, there are still righteous people living here. There are those who know the spiritual mystery, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ, and there are still few individuals who understand this in Tokyo. That's why Tokyo has not yet sunk. Number three, there's nature. What nature? The nature that gives glory to God. The nature that proclaims the gospel. And we call this evangelism. The witness that saves the world. Not assembling yourself with the world, but saving the world. That witness. So before we sleep, and after we wake up, and through our jobs, through our studies, we have to enjoy these three things. Or else we cannot gain the spiritual strength. And then, like Pastor Shin says, you need to have spiritual strength, or else you cannot save this world. And so to gain spiritual strength, every day, you have to enjoy this. And so, holding on to the first service message, it's very important. There is a hidden backstage of culture, hidden backstage of the people. Right? Like Disneyland, it seems amazing, it seems, you know, good. But on the backstage, there is the ruler of the world, the prince of this world, Satan, who's using all those radiant things to deceive you. So you have to understand that and live the life of the evangelist. And that is our mission. Something praise that comes up, let's pray. There are many Christians who don't know the true gospel. And to these Christians, we must become the correct gospel and save the world. Save Japan and really restore this heavenly mandate calling mission. And let's pray together that we become these evangelists. Let's pray.